Shalom. This is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We are finishing the first week with a man who's been to heaven. If you haven't heard, you'll want to go on the archives and listen to these broadcasts. He's giving us his personal witness, personal testimony. I know this man. Oh, the people who recommend him and his integrity is not questioned. And so God's giving us a witness of people who've been there because he wants you to go.
Yes.
And he wants you to get others to go.
Amen.
And so I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Gary Wood from Houston, Texas.
Thank you again, Billy. I tell you, the greatest thing is to be sure you're prepared and ready to go to heaven. When I arrived in heaven, I met my best friend John, who had died and gone on before. And Billy, I immediately knew him. I mean, he was just vibrant, and we used to travel together and sing around in different Kiwanis Club and Rotary, things like that, and choir and school and everything. Had a wonderful relationship. We were just good, dear friends. And I instantly recognized and knew him, and he took me to a library.
Well, you said, let me interject right here. In your book, you said that when people go to heaven, someone that they know meets them.
Absolutely.
And guides them.
Absolutely. And John was assigned to me. He said, I want to show you some things. And he took me around and showed me a lot of things before I actually had an encounter.
What about
with
his
Jesus.
Personality?
Well, just vibrant, just the same way he always was. He was outgoing, just ran immediately, threw his arms around me and hugged me and said, Gary, I've got to show you a lot of things. He takes me to this library, the walls solid gold. It goes spiraling up into the heavens as far as I could see. There are volumes and volumes of books there. People think when we get to heaven, we're going to float on a cloud and strum a harp all day. Well, it's not. We're going to learn. We're going to have unlimited access to knowledge that we are not aware of here on the earth. The most frustrating thing to me right now on this earth is I know I knew some things in heaven that I don't know now that seemed to be restricted from me, but I knew it then, and that's a little frustrating. But there were books of prayer requests. There was spiritual growth in the Lord. I mean, it showed how your growth was progressing.
I mean, page by page. Individual?
Yes.
Like there was a page on Gary Wood?
Right. It showed how I was progressing and how it showed when I got born again when I was 6 years old, and the record of people that you've won to the Lord. See, that's the dearest thing to the heart of God, leading someone to Jesus Christ. And I talked about this, and I want to deal a little bit with it. On the hillsides, there are grandstands. That's the best way I can describe it. And people occasionally go over there. Now, they don't always go over there just looking down and seeing all the bad things that are going on, but they're over there cheering us on. Okay, here's what they're saying in essence. Look, I have fought the fight. I have finished my assignment. I've completed the course. Now you need to prevail. You need to go on. And you need to fight the good fight of faith. I'm talking to people who say, well, I've resisted the devil. I've stood. I've done everything to do. And the devil's just bombarded me. He's hit me with just his fiery darts. And I've been there where your shield of faith is so full you don't know what to do. And suddenly it's not a fiery dart. It's a missile. Whoom! It knocks the props out from underneath you. Well, you know this man very well, and he's a prophet of God without question, Brother Kenneth Hagin. And years ago, I was in Clovis, New Mexico at a pastor's conference, and I heard him say something. I've never, ever forgotten this, Billy. It is indelibly printed inside me, and I like to share it all the time, especially in this part of my testimony. Someone asked Brother Hagin, they said in that meeting, they said, Brother Hagin, how long do you hold on? How long do you keep on standing, believing? And Brother Hagin made this little statement. I can't improve on it, so I'm just going to say what he said. He said, if you're willing to stand forever, it won't take very long.
I remember that.
If you're willing to stand forever. Now, you know, when the devil comes against you and you believe in God, we want something to happen immediately and it doesn't happen, or by next Friday night, and then we just kind of throw it aside and we think, well, we're just going to forget that. You know, God told me, one of the things God spoke to me and said when Jesus spoke to me, he said, hold on to those prophecies that you've been given. He said, keep on holding and believing over prophecies that have been given to you and give birth to them. Don't let them be cast aside. And if your attitude is, bless God, devil, if it's a fight you want, then it's a fight you're going to get. But when the dust settles, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You'll get victory with that. And so here's what these people are doing. They're up there and they're just saying, come on, fight the faith. Pastor John Osteen called me on the phone one time. Dean and I, I'll never forget, it was a Sunday afternoon. He's going to church. And you know how he'd say, hello, this is John Osteen. You know, like he was wanting everybody to know who he was. And he said, hello, this is Gary, this is John Osteen. He said, now, and he just wanted to encourage me to write this book. And so he birthed that, and he gave me the opportunity to stand up and testify and to share along with other preachers across the country. So they're up there shouting, and they're saying, go for it. And then I was led to this magnificent auditorium. It's of the magnitude of, let's say, like the Astrodome or wherever you're at. It's of this facility. There's all kinds of activity going on there. I saw God's throne. God's throne encompassed and was like a sea of glass. It was at least 75 miles high and 50 miles wide. I mean, it was awesome, incredible.
You're talking about the throne?
Just the throne itself. And encircling around it is a rainbow, a beautiful emerald rainbow. There's lightning flashes, thunder rolls, and there's no fear whatsoever. Now, I saw the 24 elders. They represent the patriarchs of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament. And they had golden crowns and they had white robes. And they'd take these crowns off and they'd just throw them down at the feet of God's throne. Then I saw seven lamps of menorahs. Now, the menorah was seven lights on them or lamps, but there were seven of them, which represents the Holy Spirit and the seven spirits of God. And I remember from God's throne flowed this magnificent, beautiful river the Bible calls the River of Life. It diversified and split off into the various areas and avenues of the city. And there were trees. And Billy, it would take 10 men my size or bigger with arms adjoined to go around those trees.
Oh, my.
The trunks were gold. The trees bore fruit. And when you ate the fruit, you became the fruit. Now, I used to say that and just stop. The trees were always filled with fresh fruit. I mean, immediately when you'd eat the fruit, nothing decays in heaven. So when you would drop something like the core, then it just instantly was absorbed and vanished. And then there would be a new fruit that would appear there. And it had this fragrance, this smell, you know, like being in an apple orchard or something like that. You ate the fruit, you became what that fruit represents. In other words, you just knew things. I mean, you had unlimited knowledge, just made accessible to you instantly. You just knew those things. And
Did you eat some of the fruit?
I ate the fruit. It's delicious. It was just so satisfying, delicious.
Tastes like anything you'd ever tasted?
Nothing on this earth. Maybe like a real, real juicy peach or something, but nothing, but even better. Just, I mean, sweet, sweet, refreshing. And then I looked around and I saw people. They were clothed in this white, everest glowing robe. And it really was in three different garments. There was a garment of a soft white velvet, and it was tailored to fit your body. Then secondly, there was a fine linen garment, and the Bible calls it the robe of righteousness. The first one's called the garment of humility, and it fit exactly contoured to your body. Now, there's no drawing to male or female body parts, but you just know. I mean, that's a woman, that's a man. You recognize that. But you really, and I can't, I don't know if I want to go deep into this, but I'll tell you what I really, truly believe. You're looking at the glory of God. You're looking not upon that person that you couldn't look upon now without them being clothed, but you're looking upon the glory of God there in heaven. So you're not, there's no lust or anything in that realm whatsoever. The curse is forever removed. And I then saw the third garment, which is a sleeveless garment like the high priest wore. And on that garment, it contained all kinds of awards. So in other words, we would know by looking at Kenneth Hagin, however God does this, but we'd know he's a prophet of God. and he'd be recognized as a prophet of God. We know Billy Brim was a mighty teacher of God. Shelley was a singer, and Geary Wood was an event. You just know by awards and things that were upon them. And then my friend led me down in what they did in this life. My friend led me down into the river. Now, there was no bottom to the river, but it sustained me. I reached down, drank the water. It was so much more refreshing than even the bottle of water you've given me to drink here while doing these programs. Very refreshing to the taste, satisfying. And I remember the water began to rise up until it totally, absolutely consumed me. In the water, you could transmit a thought. And I'm not talking about New Age stuff, but you could just transmit a thought, and Jesus just suddenly appeared in the river. Now, I reached down, and I picked up golden nuggets, Billy, bigger than my fist. They filtered through my fingers. The light, Jesus shone up on it, producing an aura and color that I can't even describe to you. It's indescribable. I only tell people that if you got a problem with prosperity, you'll be miserable in heaven. Jesus played with me in the water.
He played with you?
Just played with me. We just had fun.
Like, what did he do?
Splashed water on me. Just splashed water on me. And we just had a good time. And
laugh.
Laugh. And I could understand him, and it's like he understood me. And we're underwater. The water completely has consumed me. But I'm able to breathe. I'm able to walk. And then Jesus just picked me up out of the water and set me on the other side of the river. There I saw a host of redeemed humanity, and they were all singing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall." And I asked my friend John, "Why are they singing hymn number 132 in the Baptist hymnal on the earth below?" And he said, "Geary, all songs of the Spirit originate in heaven, and they're dropped down the heart of somebody to be receptive to give it." And that's where I first heard the song Hallelujah. It'd be 10 years later that I'd hear it on the earth. First time I heard He is Lord.
You're talking about that little chorus, no, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He is Lord, He is Lord. First time I heard it was in heaven. A lot of those songs we sing. What's the name of that song I like so much? I heard those songs up there.
But you had not yet heard them in heaven, on earth.
Yeah. And when I'd hear them on earth for the first time, people thought I'd lost it. I mean, I fell down, just started... they wondered what was going on with me, and they had no earthly idea.
So heaven gets things into the earth.
They get them into the earth, and they have to give it down to someone that will be willing to receive it. So I say to all you musicians, you can have a song. Billy, I saw musical notes floating across, and they went into people, and people instantly, spontaneously broke out into song. Everything rejoices and praises God in heaven.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I know you're going to want... for yourself, and then for your friends, for people you know that are not yet born again, born from above, the Bible says, A Place Called Heaven by Dr. Geary Wood. We're making it available for $10. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, or go to billybrim.org. And don't forget to worship the Lord together this week. And since it is coming up, we are going to say, rather than shalom, we're going to all say together, Shabbat shalom. The day to remember. Shalom.